Today on Young Money Radio, Fox Business Network has debuted as an alternative to traditional business news programming on television. Fox Business News claims it wants to bridge the gap between Main Street and Wall Street by featuring shows that are more accessible to non-financial types, people that would not normally watch business channels. One way to accomplish that goal is by featuring fresh, young, on-air talent, like our special guest today, anchorwoman Jenna Lee. Lee has reported for Forbes.com and served as a writer and segment producer for Fortune Business Report, where she covered the markets, real estate, and personal finance. She's a graduate of the University of California at Santa Barbara and earned a master's degree in journalism from Columbia University. She's talking to Young Money. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from allstudentloan.org, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Are you overloaded with credit card debt? Do you get collection calls at home and at work? You are not alone, and there are solutions. But some short-term fixes come with consequences, like bankruptcy, which can ruin your credit up to 10 years, home equity loans that can add to your debt, and adjustable-rate mortgages that can spiral out of control and cause your bank to foreclose on your home. Take the sensible approach. Get help from InCharge Debt Solutions, a nonprofit credit counseling agency devoted to helping solve your debt problems. Our certified credit counselors will discuss your situation with you and find a solution that meets your individual needs. If you qualify for our debt management program, we'll help you consolidate your payments and repay your credit card debt faster than you could on your own. We'll work with your creditors to determine if lower interest rates and the elimination of your over, limit, and late fees are possible, saving you money every month.
Call for a free consultation. 1-877-438-6886. 1-877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Young Money Radio. I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio, featuring an interview with Fox Business News anchorwoman Jenna Lee. Jenna was kind enough to sit down with Young Money managing editor Daniel Jimenez.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Young Money Radio. This is Daniel Jimenez, and I am very pleased to welcome today to our show Jenna Lee. She is the co-anchor of Fox Business Morning, which is on the new Fox Business Network, just launched. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, and we're really pleased to have you here. I'm going to get right to it. And my first question had to do actually with back on your college experience. I know a lot of our listeners and readers are college students, and they're just beginning to deal with issues such as credit cards and student loans and things of that nature, cell phone bills, etc. And so I know that you had gone to school at the University of California and then went on to get your master's at Columbia University.
That's right.
So I was curious as to, were you already a financially savvy college student when you were there, or is that something that came on later after you graduated?
Gosh, you know, I think being financially savvy is something that you learn throughout your life at different stages. So when I was an undergraduate, I actually held pretty much a full-time job and went to school full-time and double majored. So was a really busy time for me. And I think that having to juggle so many different things and manage my time in so many different ways helped me learn how to manage money as well. And of course, when I went to graduate school, I was in a little different position because I'd held a couple full-time jobs before I went to graduate school. But, you know, it is something that I think every student faces. I think it's something that you have to learn about by trial and error, unfortunately, sometimes. Mm-hmm. And as far as being financially savvy myself, like I said, I think I consider that to be kind of a lifelong process to kind of realize how you should manage your money best. So definitely have been there as a starving student, and definitely have worked and gone to school at the same time. And I know it's not easy, but if you can manage it as a student, I think that really prepares you for later on in life.
Did you have a financial role model, maybe your parents or a professor, or were they certain tools, money management tools, anything like that, that kind of helped you get through that period?
You know, I think my parents, of course, were great role models for me. I think, but like I said, I think when it comes to your own finances, when you finally have your own bank account and your own checking account and you have your student loans, it really comes to learning by yourself. And so even though some of these errors seem, you know, if you make a mistake, they seem monumental, I think that's really the best way that you learn about money. But I did have some great role models. I did have some good advice from my parents on how to save and how to manage my money, especially when I was in school, especially as an undergraduate. So that was really helpful. But there's a lot of great resources out there for students, you know, even like the Fox Business Network. So There's a lot of, you know, places to get some good financial information, even if you don't have your parents or maybe you don't have a teacher telling you how to do it.
And I definitely did want to talk to you about the new network. But first, I wanted to find out, how did you first get interested in business journalism?
I first got interested in business journalism actually because of my job that I had in college. I worked at the gym. I was one of the kids that worked at the gym, and that led to my first corporate job when I got out of school through a KSL property where I was a director of operations. So I really learned a lot about business from the ground up. I had to manage a huge budget. I had 130 different employees that I was responsible for, and I managed a big facility. And so that background actually propelled me into business journalism because I had that know-how, that kind of insider view of the business world that helped me then later on, you know, become a better journalist.
Well, Jenna, one of the issues I was talking about before was regarding students, such as credit cards. A lot of them are not familiar with interest rates and how they build up debt. And then dealing with student loans, especially after graduation, a lot of them wind up getting an entry-level salary. And then now here they are faced with credit card debts. They're faced with having to deal with an apartment and maybe even a car loan payment. What about some of those challenges to young adults? Do you have some resources that maybe they might be turning to, or some experiences from that you've gone through that you could share that might help students in dealing with those issues?
Well, I can definitely understand those issues, having, you know, had some student loans myself to get myself through graduate school, having to work full time. In college, I mean, those are some real issues. Credit card debt, loans, all of that, it's very intimidating. One of the things advice I would give, and is something that I continually try to do, is that you really have to stay organized. And sometimes you don't want to look at the fine print, or sometimes you don't want to look at that credit card bill because you're afraid of what you're going to see. That's really the worst thing that you can do. You really need to stay on top of your finances, really be organized, and ask for help if you need it. As far as, like, you know, some of the details about interest rates and all of that, that's probably something that, you know, a financial advisor could answer better than myself. But again, I think just really being honest with yourself about your finances is really a great start.
Well, one of the resources that's out there for them is, of course, the Fox Business Network. And I wanted to talk about that in particular because in the past, I think some of the other business news channels out there, whether it was CNBC or maybe Bloomberg, they weren't really catering toward the younger demographic. And so I wanted to find out from you, why do you think young adults should watch Fox Business? What could they get out of it?
I think the perspective of Fox Business is not necessarily to talk at you, but to talk with you, no matter what your age is as a viewer. And I think, at least I know how I felt when I was in in college, I really felt left out of some of these conversations because of my age. And I think here at Fox Business, we're not looking at the age of our viewer as a determinant of whether or not we want to have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And what's important to realize, and I think what we realize here, is that, you know, just simply by living in the United States or even beyond the United States, being a part of this economy, participating in it as a student, as, you know, someone who's working or trying to make it or going after your dreams, that there's a real place for you in the business world too, and we want to include you in that. So whether we can give you some information about, for example, like you mentioned, you know, credit cards and interest rates, or, you know, fun and up-and-coming entrepreneurs that could be the next big thing, or give you some perspective on what makes Wall Street tick. I know growing up in San Francisco, Wall Street seemed really far away. If we can do any of that with our viewers, especially with students, I think that's one of the things that will make us successful, and I think that's something we're really going for. So, you know, when you think of Fox Business, think of someone that's really having a conversation with you about business rather than just talking at you.
You're listening to a special edition of Young Money Radio. More with Daniel Jimenez interviewing Jenna Lee straight ahead. Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Credit card debt was ruining my life.
I didn't know what to do.
I was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Have you exceeded your limits? Are collectors constantly calling? Do you feel overwhelmed by debt? Then take the path of others like you. Let InCharge Debt Solutions help.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit organization that makes your financial freedom the number one priority. We can help you escape the debt trap.
One client, I'll never forget her. It was her last payment, and she just wanted to call me and say she couldn't believe she was out of debt.
You make one affordable monthly payment. InCharge does the rest.
InCharge, stop the collection calls.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Take advantage of this wonderful service that's private and confidential. Please don't wait another minute. Gather your bills and call InCharge today for help.
877-438-6886. That's 877-438-6886. 877-438-6886. You're listening to Young Money Radio. Now back to Daniel Jimenez and Jenna Lee of Fox Business News.
Well, you've already had a chance during your career to interview a lot of well-known business leaders and other money experts. I'm just curious if there's anyone out there in particular that you would really love to interview that you haven't had a chance to yet.
Gosh, there's so many people. I mean, there's so many wonderful business leaders out there. And quite frankly, I think the ones that I would like to interview the most are the ones that no one knows about. So I don't even know what their names would be. They're the young and upcoming entrepreneurs, the ones that are dreaming really big. And that's what gets me exciting. It's not just about some of those big, well-known names on Wall Street, although those are really important to our economy and what we do here. But it's about the little-known companies, the people with the big dreams, and those are the people that I really get a thrill from interviewing.
Well, I was hoping that you were going to say you wanted to interview the editor of Young Money, because I think I might be able to make that happen, actually. But that's okay.
That's
okay.
Great. As long as I know I have an inside call I can make, that
would
be great.
I wouldn't even mind flying up to New York for that. I think I could handle it. I want to talk about young investors for a minute, because so many of them are Young Money readers, and they play our fantasy stock market game, which is so popular. But there's also a lot of young adults out there who are sort of fearful of investing. They think, oh, I don't know how to do it, or I don't have enough money to start investing. Do you have some words of advice for young investors?
you know, like I said, I can't give any financial advice specifically because that would be great for like a financial advisor. But what I will say is don't be intimidated. Business, especially the stock market, can be very intimidating because there's all these different numbers and symbols, and it seems like kind of a secret language that people use. But really, Wall Street is more like everyday life than you think. And I think that the best thing for young investors is to realize that their creative thinking and their idea of what's trends and what is a good company and what is a bad company is probably more spot on than they think. You don't have to be, you don't need to have your, you know, your business degree to play Wall Street. You can really just go with your gut. And I think it's great to be conservative about that and to hedge your bets a little bit and not necessarily go overboard. But I think trust yourself because you know more about Wall Street, you know, you may know more about Wall Street than you're willing to realize right now. And I think that's what's great about the business world is that you really can participate in it. Mm.
Well, we talked a little bit about debt before, and I was just curious if you might be able to have a take on this. There are students out there who they're afraid to invest because they have student loan debt. So they're thinking, well, maybe I should pay off all my student loan debt or I should pay off all my credit card debt before I start investing, or should I do both at the same time? Is there a general rule regarding that?
Gee, you know, I don't think there's a general rule. I think when you look at your student loans, though, I think it's important to not only just look at them as debt, because I know that that becomes very overwhelming, but realize that with taking that student loan, you made an investment. I think if you look at your student loan as an investment and what you're gaining from it, maybe not immediately, but from long term, you'll start thinking about your financial situation a little bit differently. It's pretty ominous to think about some of that the debt that you take on to actually, you know, graduate from school, but the important thing is to realize is that that is truly an investment in your future and your forward-looking career. So, you know, I would kind of just change the way that I thought about that a little bit. But it's really up to the person about how they feel about investing beyond that debt.
Well, another topic besides investing that is very popular with college students right now is entrepreneurship. And student entrepreneurship is just growing very rapidly on college campuses. I know you interview a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of successful business people. Have you noticed some characteristics that they share in common, or some other skills that you think that entrepreneurs should have in order to be successful?
You know, what's the most interesting thing about entrepreneurs is they all dream big, but they all have a lot of drive. And I think that that's what really distinguishes entrepreneurs from someone that is successful and someone that just has a dream. And it's really easy with all these things, even the things we're talking about, you know, debt, getting through school, trying to get an apartment, trying to set up your life, it's really difficult to stay on that path to pursue your dream. But the entrepreneurs that I've really been, you know, interviewed and admired have this unwavering drive and belief in what they're doing. And that's where you have to start as an entrepreneur. And I think that if you're thinking about doing something, starting your own business, going after your own dream, really take some time and examine what you're doing, why you're doing it, and just go for it full force. Because, like I said, you just have to be unwavering in your belief in yourself. And that's from the top CEOs, the people that have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars. That's the characteristic I really notice most, a drive, determination, and really a courage to go after what they believe in.
That is very well said. I get to meet a lot of these student entrepreneurs, and their ambition and their willingness to work at the same time that they're handling juggling classes, it's pretty amazing how the type of drive that they have. So
it's really a beautiful thing. So don't lose it. That's what I would say for sure.
Well, I went to close here by saying, by asking if you had any final words of advice for young adults, whether it be regarding money management or just starting a career, anything that you think that it's important that we shouldn't be leaving out in our conversation today.
You know, I think when I was in college, if I would have think back to when I was in class, you know, whatever class that was at the University of California, Santa Barbara. If I would have thought then, I would never have dreamed in a million years that I would be where I am now. And the reason why I got to where I am now is that I was very honest with myself about what I wanted, and I wasn't afraid of going after it. But also, there were some, you know, bends and turns in my career. It was like I told you, I didn't start out in journalism. Mm-hmm. I kind of got back to it because it was really what I wanted to do. So don't be afraid to change your mind. And, you know, don't be afraid to change your path, because your dream, whatever your dream is and whatever you're going after, it will be realized. You just make it take a couple routes to be there. Just be open to that. Don't be too hard on yourself. Be honest with yourself about what you want. And I think those are just some real key things. But it's an amazing journey, and it's yours for the taking, especially when you're in college. So enjoy it.
Thanks so much. We've been listening to Jenna Lee of the Fox Business Network. Thanks so much, Jenna, for joining us. We really enjoyed having you, and we just wish you all the best with the new show and the new network, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye out for you on the TV.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be calling you for an interview next.
Thanks very much, Jenna. Take care now.
Thank you.
Well, we thank Jenna Lee for sitting down with us at Young Money, and wish everyone at Fox Business News great success with this new venture. By the way, Jenna Lee is on the cover of the new edition of Young Money magazine. This edition of Young Money Radio was made possible by the In Charge Education Foundation and Young Money magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all young people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. To lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7. Young Money magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano. For our producer, Eric Bundy, and everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening, and enjoy your life right now.